we're going to move on to another topic, which is Pat Saldano, the founder of PATG and the president of FEUSA, is going to give us an update on the survey that they just went to field with and got back with. So, Pat?
Thanks, Mike. So I think it's really important that we focus on family businesses because going forward, as Mike's pointed out and others have pointed out, the estate tax is going to be, I think, targeted. And so as family businesses, the face of family businesses, I think, is a good face to put in front of legislators because they have the issue of the illiquidity that everybody's already talked about. So this survey was really a struggle this year. We've been in the field about 60 days. We just closed it. We only ended up with 178. Last year we had 214. I assume COVID-19 contributed a lot to that. We have about 60 family business centers we work with around the country, and then we have our own members, and then we have a percent from Family Office Exchange. About 85% of those responding are senior managers. They either own the business exclusively or they own a good portion of the business or, again, they're in senior positions. The industries, there are 19 different industries, but at the top of the list was manufacturing, second, construction, and then real estate and food and beverage. Interesting that 44-45% of these businesses are in third generation and another 29% are in fourth generation. And we have found that generally the businesses, family businesses, as everyone knows, are legacy businesses, hence the reason the estate tax is so difficult for them to deal with and manage. And this year we asked what age their businesses were, and over 84% of these businesses are 30 years or older. So, again, family businesses do see their operations as a legacy. In terms of the size of these businesses, 74% of them have employees, more than 50 employees. And so they tend to be a little bit more on the medium to large size. We don't have a lot of small businesses. We also asked a new question this year on benefits because anecdotally we believe family businesses actually provide more benefits than non-family businesses. And in fact, 57% of these family businesses believe that their benefits are better than their non-family business competitors. So that's a really good statistic that we want to give to legislators. 79% of these businesses, as Sarah pointed out, grew in 2019. And interesting that they expect to grow in 2020 until this COVID-19 all hit. They think that the reason their business grew in 2019 was due to the strategic planning, which is a pretty typical response, and then second, the economic conditions. In terms of what do they think the greatest impediment is going to be going forward, not a surprise, market conditions. And when we ask them what do we think the greatest risk is, they believe the same thing, again, market conditions, which is a little different than that response was last year. This question we ask every year, and it's important, which is what are their highest tax priorities? What do they think is the number one priority? And we give them a list of about 10 different tax issues. And this year, actually, the estate tax was number one. Last year, it was number two. And too much government regulation was number two, and last year, it was number one. So clearly, people are more focused on the estate tax. Interesting, because the exemption is pretty high, as we all know. But when we ask them what would they prefer, reducing the rate, eliminating the tax, increasing the exemption, or making it permanent, somewhat of a surprise at the top of the list was reducing the rate. And repealing the tax came in second. And third was making the exemption permanent. And last was increasing the exemption. So I think that's very valuable information in terms of what we're trying to do, even though, as everyone said, there really is this movement to raise taxes. It's going to be not only on a federal level but a state level, and I think we're going to have a difficult time just holding what we have and not eliminating things like valuation discounts. So the last question was around economic policy and what do they think is most important, and at the top of the list was reducing or eliminating the estate tax. Second came into the government regulations, capital gains, and then income taxes.